World War II Memorial. From its earliest days, Worcester Common was a training ground for the town's militia, a fact that makes it particularly appropriate that today, monuments honoring the military service of local men and women are found throughout its grounds. On the opposite side of this sidewalk is the World War II Memorial, a tribute to the 27,214 city residents who fought in that war. Unveiled in 2009, it replaces an earlier memorial at the edge of the large 1971 reflecting pool, now removed, which once extended from the foot of the Civil War Soldiers Monument toward City Hall. Today's memorial includes three flagpoles adjoining the original plaque taken from the reflecting pool. To its left is a circular granite monument etched with the insignia of each branch of the armed services. Flanking it, blocks in the pavement spell the names of the Atlantic and Pacific theaters of the war. The granite chosen for this memorial matches the Milford pink granite of City Hall. Another World War II memorial is also found on the Common. At the Franklin Street stop on this tour, be sure to see the bronze Lieutenant John Vincent Powers Monument and read about the valor of the first Worcester citizen to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor. Look for other military memorials toward the end of the tour as you walk along the Church Street edge of the Common.
To reach the next site, walk towards City Hall, passing around the Oval Plaza. This is a good chance to get a close-up look at the handsome carved stone ornament on the back of City Hall. After taking a look at City Hall, turn right toward Front Street. When you arrive at the Front Street sidewalk, turn left and continue toward the tall glass office building on Main Street. Just after passing the entrance to the City Hall garage on your left, look for a tour marker on a lamppost to your right. You will find it near the street edge of the sidewalk. Scan the QR tag to activate the audio tour for information about the buildings on Front Street.